Kuf me mal tzorich likrois meumad. Afilu lismach atzma la toitra la omad osu. The maimed of reading the Torah is modeled after the maimed Kabbalas HaTorah in Sinai. And just when we received the Torah, it was with awe, fear of Hashem, so till we're supposed to stand in a fashion that also one who is in awe would stand, which means standing upright and not leaning on anything. Therefore, one should not lean on the bima, even if he slightly leaning on it, he should not lean on it at all. Elimkenu bal boser, unless he is very overweight and he cannot hold himself up by himself, or he's sick, or he's elderly, all those type of people, he should minimize as much as he can, but whatever is necessary to keep him from falling down, he is permitted to do. But the evidence, even if he got the least sitting down, he is yet. Says the Ramah, the one who is the Balkoyah also has to read standing up. Sefer Torah is very big, so in that set of circumstances, depending on the eyesight of the Balkoyah, he obviously has to bend over enough to be able to see what's written in the Sefer Torah. Of course, in such a situation, he's not bending over the Derech and Kaiva. Oh, I just want to lean. He's doing this so he should be able to see what's written inside. But if he's leaning over to read the top lines, as he's going down, he just stand up again because there's no need to be bent over. Kamalvan is a hidden for the Balkoyah to have good glasses. Fifth base. You should not have two people reading simultaneously, because there's a rule, Shnei Koyel and Mishtami. The Tzivah cannot hear two voices talking at the same time. So either the one who reads Havlan is about Koyel, or Shnei Tzivah Koyel, or Oyel Lo Yikra, the Koran. So if the one who got that Aliyah is the one who's reading, so then the Balkoyah doesn't have to read. If the Balkoyah is reading, then the one who got the Aliyah should read, but not in a loud voice. The Mechaber holds that a person who gets an aliyah does not read together with his Balkoyah. His bracha is a bracha levatol. Ashkenazim have the mazel that the Ramah was more lenient about that. So if you just watch what's going on and you listen to it, we hold it's not a bracha levatol. But everybody agrees that it's definitely a serious lachatchila to read together with the chazan, but not a loud voice, but a low voice. The Mechaber says, The Mechaber says you should read in a low voice, so low that you even can't hear yourself, but the words are coming out of your mouth. Even if it's loud enough that you can hear yourself, that's good enough also, as long as it's not loud enough to confuse everybody else. The Mechaber says it is preferable, though, in the case of Kriyas HaTorah, to read in a low enough voice that you don't even hear yourself. Siv Gimel, Yish Nogim Mahavid, Mi Shemakre, La Oyla Mila Bemila, Acha Shegoyme Hamakre, Mila Oyma Oyla. There are certain places that they have Balkoyah, and instead of him laying himself, he says one word, and the guy got the Leah says the word after him.